With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports on this Saturday evening, I'm Dion Anglin. President of the Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation, Kennedy McGowan, was elected first Vice President of the Caribbean Zonal Volleyball Organization, CAZOVA, at the body's Congress held at the Sunscape Resort in Montego Bay, Jamaica. McGowan was elected unopposed. Nationwide Radio Jamaica's Alric Swaby tells us more.
McGowan will serve under the Mustaq Mohammed administration until 2023. Mohammed, a Trinidadian, defeated Lucille Hobson, president of the U.S. Virgin Islands Federation, by 8-4 with one abstention. McGowan says the board will be managing several development initiatives for the federations in the region.
We are seeing that federations around the regions also require development assistance, and North Africa and FIVB is doing, you know, quite a good job in providing that assistance. So all of the support that pretty much are coming through the international federations such as the FIVB and NORTECA will be going through the CAZOVA region.
He says they'll be concentrating a lot of effort on improving beach volleyball in the Caribbean.
Administration is one of those things that we are going to be looking at closely for the national federation, because we believe that if you have a strong administration, then it means that your programs will be a lot stronger. Development of youth is going to be another focus for CAZOVA, and then we're also going to be looking closely at beach volleyball, because we believe that beach volleyball is the future for sports and volleyball in the Caribbean region because of our natural resources that we have, the beaches in particular.
Mohammed McGowan and Secretary General Jacqueline Cowan will become board members at the next NORTECA Congress to be held in the Dominican Republic in June 2020. CAZOVA is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Alric Swaby reporting for Radio Cayman Sports.
The Cayman Islands Boxing Association president is to officiate the Caribbean Championships for the very first time, as she recently qualified as an international technical official for the Caribbean region.
I undertook an international technical official certification earlier this year, run by AIBA, which is the international body for amateur boxing. And because of that certification, I was invited by the Trinidad and Tobago Boxing Association to officiate at the Caribbean Championships, which is really exciting opportunity. As far as I'm aware, nobody from the Cayman Islands has been internationally certified as a technical official for amateur boxing before. So, yeah, very excited to be going. Very excited to be going to Trinidad and Tobago for the first time.
Layla Jackson explains what her duties are as a technical official for boxing during the tournament.
The highest level of technical official, and basically it's a supervisor of a tournament, and what the role of the ITO does is to supervise the entire tournament, to make sure that all the different elements of it run correctly, like the weigh-ins, the bouts themselves. They supervise the referees and judges. They basically make sure that everything is running as per the international rules and running smoothly, and that everybody's doing their job properly.
Jackson will be traveling along with six of Cayman's amateur boxers who will compete at the 2019 Games in Trinidad and Tobago in December. In similar news, the Cayman Boxing Delegation performed exceptionally well at an invitational hosted by the Bahamas Boxing Federation. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal has the details.
The Cayman Islands team performed particularly well in the Bahamian Boxing Tournament, with John McCall J.J. Rankin performing remarkably in his international debut against his Bahamian opponent. After starting the first round with crisp jabs, he went on to deliver some hard combinations, which resulted in two standing 8 counts for his opponent. The end came when he delivered a classic jab straight right uppercut to the body, and the referee stopped the contest with the win for Cayman. Also bringing home a win for Cayman was female youngster Hepzibah Angel, who boxed beautifully and demonstrated her adaptability to change tactics in the third round, bringing home a unanimous decision win. Junior boxer Charlie Lopez Nixon had his second international bout representing Cayman. He started off well, scoring in exchanges. According to international observers, Charlie demonstrated improvement since his first international bout in August 2019, but on this occasion, his opponent had the edge in experience and power, and the bout was halted in the second round. Unfortunately, due to logistical reasons, Brandy Barnes and Leah Lajat were unable to be matched, and so despite their training preparations, meeting their weights and registration criteria, they were unable to box. The trip was a prelude to SEBA's most important annual event, which is the Caribbean Championships in early December 2019. The boxers participating in the Caribbean Championships in 2019 will be Brandy Barnes, Hepzibah Angel, Brianna Kerr, John McCall Rankin, Jaden Eccleston, and Theodore Kelly Jr. For Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Paula Cal.
And that'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports on this Saturday evening. I'm Dion Anglin.